transformed by truth, redeemed by grace. Today we embark on a journey through the transformative truth of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, which declares, "He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins." Let's examine this passage and uncover the power it has to reshape our lives. The riches of God's grace. He is so rich in kindness and grace. This emphasizes the abundance of God's grace and kindness towards us. The word rich denotes the immeasurable wealth and generosity of God's grace, which exceeds all human comprehension. God's grace is not limited or scarce, but boundless and overflowing, freely bestowed upon us. The author and preacher Max Lucado beautifully articulates the riches of God's grace, stating, "Grace is simply another word for God's tumbling, rumbling reservoir of strength and protection." Romans chapter 5 verse 20. "But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant." The Apostle Paul highlights the incredible abundance of God's grace in response to the increasing prevalence of sin. This verse reveals a divine principle. Where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. Despite humanity's tendency towards sin and rebellion, God's grace is not limited or diminished. Instead, God's grace overflows in abundance and surpasses the magnitude of sin and offers hope and redemption to all who believe. The Apostle Paul reminds us that where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. This highlights the incomparable abundance of God's grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." The Apostle Paul assures the Corinthians of God's generous provision for their needs. And this verse emphasizes to us God's faithfulness in supplying not just the essentials, but an abundance that enables believers to be generous towards others. God's provision, it's not limited or meager. It's abundant. It ensures that his people lack nothing and have an abundance to share with those in need. The truth here reaffirms the sufficiency of God's grace. It states that he is able to make all grace abound to us so that we may have all sufficiency in all things. The price of redemption. That he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son. Can you understand the cost of our redemption? The very blood of Jesus Christ shed in our place. Our freedom from sin and bondage was not attained through earthly riches or human efforts, but through the sacrificial death of God's Son. Jesus paid the ultimate price to ransom us from the power of sin and the power of death. He secured our liberation. Billy Graham reflected on the significance of Christ's sacrifice by saying, "God proved his love on the cross when Christ hung and bled and died. It was God saying to the world, 'I love you.'" 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19. "For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." The Apostle Peter really underlines the priceless nature of the redemption that's secured for believers through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. He emphasizes the inadequacy of worldly wealth, things like gold and silver. They cannot ransom our soul from the grip of sin and death. Instead, our redemption requires the precious blood of Jesus, who as the sinless Lamb of God offered himself as the perfect sacrifice to atone for our sins. Peter emphasizes the incorruptible price of our redemption, stating that we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 9, there is depicted a heavenly scene where the redeemed declare the worthiness of the Lamb who was slain, acknowledging his sacrifice as the means of their redemption. And they sang a new song with these words, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it, for you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." This verse depicts a heavenly scene where the redeemed sing a new song, acknowledging the worthiness of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, to redeem humanity through his sacrificial death. This verse highlights the universal scope of Christ's redemption. His blood has ransomed people from every corner of the earth, transcending culture, linguistic, and ethnic barriers. It celebrates the inclusivity of God's salvation plan, which embraces people from all walks of life. The forgiveness of sins, and forgave our sins. These words proclaim the glorious truth of forgiveness through Christ's atoning sacrifice. Through his blood, our sins are not merely covered or overlooked, but completely forgiven and removed from us. God's forgiveness, it's comprehensive. It extends to all of our transgressions, past, present, and future. Corrie ten Boom poignantly reflected on the depth of God's forgiveness. She said, "God has thrown our sins into the sea of his forgetfulness and has placed the sign on the shore that says, 'No fishing allowed.'" Psalm 103 verse 12, "He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west." This is a poetic description that describes the extent of God's forgiveness towards those who repent and turn to him. The imagery of the east and the west, which never meet, illustrates the complete removal and separation of our sins from us. This verse emphasizes the thoroughness, the finality of God's forgiveness, assuring believers of his mercy and grace to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Colossians 1 verse 14 affirms that in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, emphasizing the inseparable link between redemption and forgiveness. He purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. The Apostle Paul succinctly articulates the foundational truth of redemption through Christ's sacrificial death. This verse emphasizes the dual aspect of Christ's work on the cross, the purchase of our freedom from sin's bondage, and the forgiveness of our sins. Through his blood, Jesus secured our liberation and a reconciliation with God, demonstrating the depth of God's love and grace towards humanity. As we contemplate the truth of Ephesians 1:7, let's think about the richness of God's grace and allow it to permeate every aspect of our lives. Let's reflect on the price of our redemption and respond with gratitude and awe at the magnitude of Christ's sacrifice. And let's embrace the forgiveness of sins and live in the freedom and assurance of God's grace. Friends, can I urge you to embrace the transformative truth of Ephesians 1:7 in your own life? Let's live as redeemed children of God, walking in the fullness of his grace and his forgiveness. May we extend the same grace and forgiveness to others, reflecting the love of our Heavenly Father to the world around us. May the reality of God's grace, the price of our redemption, and the forgiveness of our sins empower us to live victoriously for his glory. Amen.